بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ووالاهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، وبعد. فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، كل نفس ذائقة الموت. وقال جل جلاله: أينما تكونوا يدرككم الموت ولو كنتم في بروج مشيدة. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أكثروا ذكر هاذم اللذات الموت. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من أحب لقاء الله أحب الله لقاءه، ومن كره لقاء الله كره الله لقاءه. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected علماء اكرام, respected elders and brothers, we live in this world which is inhabited by people from different countries, people of different backgrounds, people of different religions, people of different ethnic groupings. And each one of these groups has their own customs, their own ideas, their own beliefs. And many a times we find that what one group or one religion will regard to be the correct belief, a true belief, another group will regard this as a fallacy, as a misconception, as a wrong belief. We merely have to take two religions, compare the belief systems of these two groups, and we will find examples of this. However, my dear brothers, there is one fact, there is one reality, there is one point which every single person, no matter which country he may hail from, no matter what religion he follows, even if he does not follow a religion, he is agnostic, he is an atheist, he does not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether it's a male or a female, a young person or an old person, everyone would accept the fact, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ, that every single person one day will have to taste death. Every single person will have to drink from the cup of death. Every single person will have to pass away. وَمَا جَعَلْنَا لِبَشَرٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ الْخُلْدِ, we have never made any person immortal. If there was any person who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have spared, it would have been Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Allah made it very, very clear to his Nabi, إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ, O my Nabi, your enemies, my enemies, the enemies of deen, they will pass away. And O my Nabi, the day will come when you will also have to pass away. So every single person will definitely pass away. Death is inevitable. أَيْنَمَا تَكُونُوا يُدْرِكُمُ الْمَوْتُ وَلَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُوجٍ مُشَيَّدًا. If a person thinks that if I will lock myself up in a high and fortified tower, and think that I will be safe from death, even in that place, behind those gates and those walls and those doors, Malakul Maut, the angel of death, will sniff this person out and extract his soul. So my dear brothers, everyone accepts the fact that we will one day have to pass away. However, the way a mu'min perceives death, the way a mu'min views death, and the way that many other people out there view death, their perception of death is very, very different. A kafir, according to him, or many of the people according to them, maut signals an end of the journey. It is the end of the journey. The Quran Sharif records the statement of kuffar, وَقَالُوا مَا هِيَ إِلَّا حَيَاتُنَا الدُّنْيَا نَمُوتُ وَنَحْيَا وَمَا يُهْلِكُنَا إِلَّا الدَّهْرُ, that you come into this world, you spend your life in this world, time passes, and you pass away, and that is the end of the story. Kuffar will come to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with decaying bones, and they will say, may yuhil idhwam wa hiya rameem, that his bones have become, bones have become decayed. Will they be brought back to life again? Aidha mitna wa kunna turaba wa idhwamana inna lamab'uthun. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, do you assert, do you claim that one day when we have become fragmented, our bones have decayed, mixed with the soil, that we will be brought back to life again? We do not believe this. We do not accept this. So for the kuffar, for them, maut is the end of the journey. That is why we hear statements like, you only live once, so live your life to the fullest. Life is a journey, enjoy the ride. For the kuffar, maut is the end of the journey. But for a believer, For one who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who believes in Yawmul Akhir, the last day, for that person, maut is only the beginning of the journey. Maut is only the beginning of a journey. He has a long travel. He has a long distance and a long travel ahead of him, which he has to traverse. So my dear brothers, there is a big difference between the way a person, a mu'min, views death and the way that the kuffar view death. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in a hadith once mentioned that man ahabba liqa' Allah ahabba Allah liqa'ahu wa man kariha liqa' Allah kariha Allah liqa'ahu, that person who loves to meet Allah, who wants to meet Allah, who is longing to meet Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is longing to meet that person. And that person who hates and despises meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah hates and Allah despises meeting that person. When our mother, my mother and your mother, Ummul Mu'mineen Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was a wonderful woman. She was a beautiful woman. She was a pure and blessed woman. Once Nabi alayhi salatu was asked, Ya Rasulullah, man ahabbu nas ilayk? Oh Allah's Nabi, who is from all the people living, who is the most beloved person to you? Without any reservations, Nabi alayhi salatu says, Aisha, that the most beloved person to me is my wife Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Wa min ar-rijal, and for amongst the men, who is the most beloved person to you? Abuha, her father Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anha. Nabi alayhi once told Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, innahu la yuhawwinu alayya al-maut, anni ra'aytuki zawjati fil jannah. Oh Aisha, passing away seems so much easier now, knowing that you will be my wife in Jannah. Passing away seems so much easier now, knowing that you will be my wife in Jannah. Once Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he comes to Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha after the demise of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, with her two nephews. And Abu Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu tells her, oh Aisha, let me give you some glad tidings. The only thing stopping you from being reunited with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in Jannah is your maut. Nothing stops you from being united with Nabi alayhi salam. Only thing that between you and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is your maut. And you were the most, without a doubt, you were the most beloved person to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. وَمَا كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يُحِبُّ إِلَّا طَيِّبًا. And it's well known that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam only loved that which is pure. She was a brilliant woman. She was a brilliant woman. Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala says that مَا أَشْكَلَ عَلَيْنَا أَصْحَابَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ حَدِيثًا فَسَعَلْنَا عَنْهُ عَيْشَةَ رَضِيَ ta'ala anha إِلَّا وَجَدْنَا عِنْدَهَا مِنْهُ عِلْمًا. That if we had any problem understanding any hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we had to look no further than Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha to get our answers. She was a brilliant woman. And we study hadith, you find that many a times, she will ask just those right questions to Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Those probing questions that will extract even more knowledge from the fountain of prophethood. So when Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam mentioned this hadith, man ahabba liqa' Allah, ahabba Allah liqa'ahu. وَمَنْ كَرِهَ لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ كَرِهَ اللَّهُ لِقَاءَهُ. That person who loves to meet Allah, Allah loves to meet him. And that person who hates to meet Allah, Allah hates meeting him. She asked, O Nabi of Allah, in that case we all are in big trouble. We all are in big trouble. Because every person naturally has a fear for death. So Allah's Nabi tells her, O Aisha, I'm not referring to that. Yes, it is human nature to fear passing away. But what I am referring to, that when a person is leaving this world, and the year after is opened up to him, what we call sakarat, the person is in the pangs of death. At that time, Allah opens to a believer all the wonderful things that Allah has in store for him. And then the person, when he sees this, he is now anxious and he's loving, he's wanting to meet Allah, and Allah is wanting to meet that person. And a kafir on the other hand, an evil person on the other hand, when he is about to pass away, Allah opens up to him the akhirat. And Allah shows him all the torment that he is going to face. And now that person hates to pass away. He hates to meet Allah. And Allah hates to meet the person. The further explanation of this is found in a hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Bara bin Azib radiallahu ta'ala is narrator of the hadith. He says that once Allah's Nabi had performed the janazah of a certain Ansari sahabi. And then the body was brought to the qabristan, to the graveyard. And the grave had not yet been dug. So the body was put beside the grave. Allah's Nabi sits down. The Sahaba sat down. The Sahabi says, كَأَنَّ عَلَىٰ رُؤُسِنَا الطَّيْرِ. so respectfully were sitting, so still we were sitting, as though there were birds sitting on our heads. As though there were birds sitting on our heads. Respect was mixed with the blood and the flesh of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Sad to say, my dear brothers, today, this respect is at a very rapid pace leaving the ummah. Respect for Allah, respect for Rasulullah, respect for Quran, respect for everything of deen. Ad-deenu adabun kulluhu. If a person has to summarize deen, our entire deen in one word, that one word will be adab, respect. I often say that today we have helpers working in our house. Sometimes that person is fit to be our father or grandfather, but our young son, 5 years old, 10 years old, he refers to that man as my garden boy. My garden boy. Or the lady working in our house, she's fit to be his mother, and he says, this is our girl. Disrespect. So Madiba Sahaba said, we were sitting there before Allah's Nabi with great respect. Our heads were lowered. Allah's Nabi had a stick in his hand, and he was scratching at the ground, as though he was deep in thought. And then he raises his Mubarak heads, and he says, Ista'idhu billahi min azab al-qabr. Ista'idhu billahi min azab al-qabr. Ista'idhu billahi min azab al-qabr. Oh my Sahaba, seek Allah's protection. Seek Allah's protection from the punishment of the grave. And then Allah's Nabi goes on to explain. He says that a good person, a believer, when he is leaving this world, he's now facing Akhirat, and he's leaving this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down a group of malaika, bidul wujuh, shining faces, bright faces, and they come down, and they sit next to this person, as far as his eyes can see. And Allah sends his malaika with the hanut, with the fragrance of Jannah, and with the kafan, with the shroud of Jannah. And then Malakul Maut comes, the grim reaper, and he stands at the head of this good person, and he addresses the soul of this person. Ayyatuha nafsu tayyiba, kanat fi jasad tayyib. Oh you beautiful soul, oh you wonderful soul, that resided in a beautiful body, in a wonderful body. Ukhruji hamidatan. Now come out from this body in a state that you are full of praise. You are praiseworthy. وَأَبْشِرِي بِرَوْحٍ وَرِحَانٍ وَرَبِّنْ غَيْرِ غَدْبَانٍ. And receive the glad tidings of non-stop enjoyment, non-stop provision, non-stop relaxation from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And receive the glad tidings that you are going to meet Allah, who is very, very pleased with you. When the soul of the person hears this, he becomes elated, he becomes excited, and happily it surrenders itself to Malakul Maut. Allah's Nabi explains to us, like a person has a vessel of water, a jug of water, and then he pours it into a cup. How easily the water flows from that vessel into the cup, like that the ruh of a believer comes out. And when Malakul Maut takes hold of the soul, those malaika, bidul wujuh, with the shiny faces, they come to Malakul Maut. Your job is done. We take over from here. And they take the soul. And they apply the fragrance of Jannah to the soul. And they shroud it in that kafan they had brought from Jannah. And now they begin to ascend towards the sky with the soul. And as they are ascending towards the sky with the soul, they are passing by groups of malaika. And these malaika are saying, that what is this wonderful fragrance? What is this wonderful smell? What is this wonderful soul that you are carrying? And they will say, this is the soul of Fulan ibn Fulan. This is the soul of such and such person. And all the wonderful attributes, all the good attributes, all the good names this person had, they would introduce him by these names. That this is so-and-so Mawlana, this is so-and-so Sheikh, this is so-and-so person who was a Muballigh, this is that person who was very, very charitable, this is that person who had good character. All these wonderful attributes, they will address, introduce him by this. And then they will come to the first sky, and they will knock at the sky, and ask for permission to enter the sky, and permission will be granted. As soon as the soul is taken into the first sky, all the inhabitants of the sky, all the malaika, they will come, they will greet the soul, and now they begin to accompany the soul into the next sky. And they'll go to the second sky, and the third sky, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, until they come to the seventh sky. And when the soul is brought to the seventh sky, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will address the soul. Allah ta'ala will say, that write the name of this banda of mine in Illiyin. Illiyin is the name of that register in which the names of the Jannatis are recorded. They write the name of this banda of mine in amongst the Jannatis. and then take his soul and put it back into his body in the grave. Minha khalaqnakum wa fiha nu'idukum wa minha nukhrijukum taratan ukhra. Allah created us from soil. Allah will put our bodies back into the soil, and then on the day of Qiyamah Allah will raise us up from soil again. So when this person's soul we put back into his body in the grave, two malaika, very fierce looking malaika, Munkar and Nakir, scary looking, intimidating, they will come and they will sit up this person and they will ask him those three questions. Man rabbuk, ma dinuk, ma hadha rajul alladhi bu'itha fikum. My dear brothers, in this world, if a student is given certain questions to learn for an exam, he can go swat it off, learn it, come into the exam room, spew out everything he learned without comprehending or taking to heart one word that he learned. Without taking to heart one word that he learned. But my dear brothers, this examination in the qabr is very, very different. This heart of ours is very, very sensitive. What will put in this heart, that will come out there. A person has a sponge. He takes the sponge, he dips it into milk, and then he squeezes that sponge. Beautiful, fresh milk will come out. But a person takes a sponge and dips it into urine, and then he squeezes the sponge, smelly urine will come out. Likewise, my dear brothers, in that qabr, when our hearts will be squeezed by Munkar and Nakir, whatever a person had put in his heart, whatever he had put into his heart, that will come out. We had Allah, we had Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if he had deen in his heart, then the right answers will come out. So when they will question him, this person easily will answer that, my Lord is Allah, my deen is Islam, and the person who was sent to me was Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The angel will question him that you live 14 centuries after Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How do you know this Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? You will say, I read the book of Allah. And in the book of Allah, I read the description of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, and I believed in him. A voice will call out that this person is true. So now my farishta, Allah will say, oh my malaika, give this person a bed from Jannah in his grave. And give him the clothing of Jannah. And expand his grave as far as his eyes can see. And open up for him a window to Jannah, so that the sweet fragrance and the cool breeze of Jannah may come to this person. And this person will be in his grave, relaxing, enjoying, when all of a sudden a very handsome looking person will come to him. Finely dressed, beautiful fragrance. And this inmate of the grave will say, that who are you? Your face looks like a face that brings a lot of good. And this person will tell him, that I am your good a'mal, I am your good actions, I am here to assist you. When this person will see this, the enjoyment he's going through, the relaxation he's going through, and this is not even Jannah, he will say, Rabbi aqim as-sa'a, Rabbi aqim as-sa'a, Rabbi aqim as-sa'a. Oh Allah, please make Qiyamah come quickly. Please make Qiyamah come quickly, so that I can be reunited with my beloved ones. So my dear brothers, we ask Allah to make us from this group. But on the other side, other flip side of the coin, on the other hand, may Allah save us, my dear brothers. The hadith said, it explains to us that when an evil person, a kafir, is passing away, that Allah sends down malaika, sudul wujuh, dark faces, scary looking, and Allah sends them down with the shroud, the sackcloth of Jahannam. And this group of malaika, they come and they sit next to the person. And then Malakul Maut comes and he stands at the head of this person and he addresses the soul, Ayyatuha nafsul khabitha, kanat fi jasadil khabith. Oh, you filthy soul. Oh, you dirty soul that resided in a dirty body. Ukhruji zamimatan. Now come out from this body in a state that you are full of blame. You are blameworthy. Wa abshiri bihamimi wa ghasaq wa akhara min shaklihi azwaj. And be informed that you will have to suffer the scalding hot water of Jahannam. You will have to drink the pus and the matter of the people of Jahannam. And you will face all other kinds of torments in Jahannam. So when the soul of this kafir hears this, it begins to run helter-skelter in the body, not wanting to surrender to Malakul Maut. So Malakul Maut will great force, he will rip out the soul from the body. And when he rips out the soul from the body, those malaika, sudul wujuh, with the dark faces, scary looking, they will come and they will take the soul and they will put it into the sackcloth of Jahannam and they will begin to beat up the soul. وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذْ يَتَوَفَّى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا الْمَلَائِكَةُ يَضْرِبُونَ وُجُوهَهُمْ وَأَدْبَارَهُمْ. Oh my Nabi, if only you could see that spectacle, you could see that scene when the malaika take the soul of the kuffar, smiting their faces, beating them, thrashing them. And now they will take the soul and they begin ascending towards the sky. And a very foul smell will be emanating from his body. Allah's Nabi, when he explained this hadith, he took his shawl and he put it over his nose to demonstrate to the Sahaba that what a foul smell will be coming out from the soul. And they'll be ascending towards the skies. And as they're passing by groups of malaika, the malaika say, what is this foul smell? What is this stench? They will say, this is the soul of Fulan ibn Fulan. This is the soul of this person. And all the evil attributes the person had. This is so-and-so kafir, so-and-so munafik. This is so-and-so person who was a cheater, swindler. He was a drug addict. He was alcoholic. All the evil qualities he had, they will address him by this. And when he comes to the first sky, they will ask permission to enter the sky. And permission will be denied. And the soul will now be taken and flung back into his body, into the grave. And then in the grave, Munkar and Nakir, those two fierce-looking malaika, they will come and they will sift the body up. And they will ask this person the three questions. Man Rabbuk, Ma Dinuk, Ma Hadha Rajul, Alladhi Bu'itha Fikum. Then what is your deen? Who is your Lord? And who was this person sent to you? This person, dumbstruck, gobsmacked, he will say, Ha Ha La Adri, Ha Ha La Adri, Ha Ha La Adri. Oh, I do not know, I do not know, I do not know. A voice will call out that this person is a liar. So now my malaika, give this person bedding from Jahannam. And open up to him a window to Jahannam, so that the heat and the stench of Jahannam enter his qabr. And now close his qabr upon him, so that his ribs will go into each other like this. And when the person will be in his qabr suffering, a very ugly looking person will come to him, badly dressed, foul smell. And this person will say that, who are you? Your face looks like a face that brings no good whatsoever. He will say, I am your evil actions. I'm only here to increase your problems. I'm here to compound your problems. So when the person will see this, he will say, think to himself, that this is not even Jahannam and I'm suffering this. Rabbi la tuqim isaha. Rabbi la tuqim isaha. Oh Allah, please don't make Qiyamah come. Please don't make Qiyamah come. I'm suffering so much and it's not even Jahannam. My dear brothers, maut, qabr, questioning in the qabr, and the subsequent stages of the year after, these are all realities, my dear brothers. One day I will have to face it. One day you will have to face it. Every person out there will have to face it. We are living in dangerous times. We are living in troubled times. There are wars, massacres and atrocities. There's famine, drought and poverty. There is sicknesses, diseases and deadly viruses. It is though maut is lurking around every corner, waiting to pounce upon us. We have to prepare for our deaths, my dear brothers. Fortunate and intelligent is that person. Al-kayyisu man dara nafsahu wa amila lima ba'd al-maut. Fortunate and wise is that person who prepares for his death before his death comes to him. Allah's Nabi has taught us, akthiru dhikra hadhi min ladhat al-maut. Frequently and abundantly remember that thing that will bring an abrupt end to all the leisures and the pleasures of this world. That Hassan al-Basri rahimahullah used to say, فَضَحَ الْمَوْتُ الدُّنْيَا. That maut has uncovered and exposed the reality of this dunya. A person is wheeling and dealing. He is acquiring and amassing. And he thinks everything is looking rosy. The future looks bright. And all of a sudden maut comes to him. And he realizes, I owned nothing. I owned nothing and I owned nothing. That Harun al-Rashid, the famous Muslim king, who ruled over a very, very vast kingdom. Before his death, he had acquired his kafan. And just before passing away, he would hold his kafan and he will sob. And he will say, Ma aghna anni maliya, halaka anni sultaniya. That today, all the wealth that I amass counts for nothing. My kingdom has come to an end. Ibrahim al-Taymi rahimahullah used to say, Shay'ani qata'a minni ladhat al-dunya. Two things have prevented me from indulging in the world, indulging in the pleasures of this world. Dhikrul maut wal wukuf bayn yaday Allah. The frequent remembrance of death and the fear of having to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Rabi al-Khuthaym, the Tabi'i, he had dug a qabr in his home. He had dug a qabr in his home and daily he would go and lie down in this qabr. And he would spend a lot of time there. And he would tell the people that if it's not for me remembering my death in this way, لَفَسَدَ عَلِيَ dunya, then my whole world would have been turned upside down. Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullah alayh, the famous pious Khalifa, at night he will gather all the jurists, all the fuqaha of his time, and they will make mudhakara of maut. They will remember maut. They will talk about maut. And they'll begin to sob so excessively as though they were standing before the janazah of a very close relative of this. My dear brothers, Our ulama suggest to us and they recommend to us that daily before a person goes to bed, you should do two things. One is muhasaba. A person, he takes stock of his activities for the day. They did this good action, alhamdulillah. Thank Allah. Make shukr to Allah. I've done this bad action. Seek Allah's forgiveness. And added to that, a person should make muraqabah of maut. A person should think about his death. That now I have passed away. People have come and surrounded my body. They have straightened my arms, tied up my toes, tied up my chin. My body has been taken to the ghusl khana. My body has been turned from side to side, been washed. I'm taken to the qabrist, I'm taken to the masjid. Salatul janaz has been performed upon me. I'm been put into my qabr, I'm been questioned. When a person will do this frequently, then his entire outlook, his entire demeanor, the way he views life will change completely. My dear brothers, in conclusion, I'd like to say that I did not speak all of this before you today with the intention of dampening your spirits, with the intention of creating despondency in you all. We should not fear fast passing away. Rather, we should prepare for our maut and prepare for our meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should not fear meeting Allah. Rather, we should prepare for our meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each morning that our eyes open, regard this as an extension on the lease of life granted to you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think to yourself that this could be the last day that I'm walking on the face of this earth. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us a long life with blessings, barakat, prosperity. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us away from this world in a condition that we are happy to meet Allah and Allah is happy to meet us. Allahumma ja'al khayra a'malina akhiraha. O Allah, make the best part of our lives the last part of our lives. Wa khayra a'malina khawatimaha. And O Allah, make our best actions our closing actions. Wa khayra ayyamina yawma nalqaak. And O Allah, make the best day of our existence the day when we will meet you. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa barik ala sayyidina Muhammad.